The 92nd Naturalist.
Hi there, I'm Thane Maynard. Sucking up to win the support of the boss dates back to our furry ancestors. And even today, the motivation, for monkeys at least, is life and death. Rather than grabbing coffee for the CEO, monkeys have for eons picked dead skin and bugs from the fur of higher-ranking monkeys. They do it in exchange for backing and fights. Like other social animals, primates live in societies where individuals often come to blows over food or access to mates, or when trying to climb the ladder to alphahood. When witnessing a conflict between two group mates, a third party has to choose which contestant to back. And researchers have found this choice is at least partially determined by past grooming received from each individual, with frequent groomers receiving more frequent support from those served. The study also showed this reciprocal altruism is generally more frequent in some primates than others. Old world monkeys, such as macaques and baboons found in Africa and Asia, practice groom for support behaviors more than new world monkeys, such as capuchins and marmosets found in Mexico, Central and South America. Though I'm willing to bet you've seen this sort of behavior in an office here in North America.
The 92nd Naturalist is a production of Cincinnati Public Radio and is supported by the Angel Fund, the Cincinnati Zoo's program to save captive and wild cheetahs.